USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The man accused of killing three family members in Pennsylvania this weekend is being formally charged now. Authorities say Andre Gordon killed his stepmother and teenage sister with an AR-15-style assault rifle Saturday morning, then killed the mother of his two children at another home. He fled to New Jersey in a stolen vehicle where he barricaded himself inside a house and was eventually arrested. He now faces charges in both states, including first and second degree murder in Pennsylvania. Marriage rates in the U.S. are back to pre-pandemic levels. USA's Dave Collins.
New government data shows there were just over 2 million marriages in the U.S. in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest level since 2018. While numbers seem to have recovered from the pandemic, the last two decades have seen an overall downward trend in marriage rates. I'm Dave Collins.
One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, grow up, live up to your responsibilities. Don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. The White House nowhere near in agreement with the idea that it's time for Israel to bring new elections. At least that's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told Fox News Sunday this weekend.
He is the prime minister of Israel. We respect the sovereignty of the Israeli people.
Kirby referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu following Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's speech calling for new elections in Israel last week. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Former President Trump says he warned Russian President Vladimir Putin not to invade Ukraine. He made that comment while speaking with Fox News over the weekend, also claiming Russia never would have invaded had he been reelected president in 2020.
I would have negotiated a deal. I don't even know if I would have had to negotiate. They never would have attacked while I was president.
Ukraine's running out of ammunition and resources in the battle as U.S. aid has hit a roadblock in Congress. Meanwhile, the world learned of Putin's recent reelection to the top office in Russia, meaning the conflict with Ukraine will continue. Now everyone is happy when they are the subject of a Netflix documentary, USA's John Schaefer explains.
A father and son are suing Netflix for significant damages due to their portrayal in a documentary about the nationwide college admission scandal. John Wilson Sr. and Jr. filed the lawsuit last week claiming that Netflix unfairly associated them with others convicted of conspiracy and fraud for college admissions. While John Wilson Sr. had his conviction overturned on appeal, he argues that the 2021 film has still tarnished their reputations despite his innocence being proven.
Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.